uyasini owasebenza okweminyaka edlula amachumi amathathu 30 emsakazweni weZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation ZBC, SABC Channel Africa na ku Studio 7 uchaza njengomuntu owasebenza imisakazo ikakhulu owe Studio 7 ukuveza iqiniso ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu eZimbabwe nguhulumende. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo lapho okuphiwe khona izicoco ezijeneyo intatheli izindaba ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu obemele inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International uNkosazana Zandile Ndlovu uthe uyasin waqhuba kuhle umsebenzi wakhe esaphila.
Sasimbiza uSisi Lucy ube yimbokodo kithi njengentatheli zendaba zesifazane ubeqine kakhulu kwezokumela amalungelo abantu.
Uyasin watshaywa ngamapholisa ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngesikhathi eloba udaba lokutshengisela kwamalunga ebandla le-Movement for Democratic Change eHarare. Intatheli ezindaba eziningi zithi wayelesibindi njalo elwela ilungelo loluntu ngokuloba izindaba eziningi ezimayelana lokukhahlanyezwa kukaZulu. Omunye wabancome umsebenzi wakhe nguLeopold Munende osebenza ezimele.
Wayengumntu owayegcina abasakhulayo, wayebatshengisa ebafundisa umsebenzi. Simkhumbula ngalokho njalo sithaba kakhulu ukuthi bamnike i-posthumous award le kuma-awards awe-Amnesty.
Umdeni kaYasin wamukele isicoco lesi ngenjabulo. Umne wabo umnumzana Charles Yasin ukhulume emkhosini lo.
Sijabulile kakhulu ukuthi Amnesty International imkhumbulile udade wethu, kodwa umsebenzi wabe wenza ngoba nje wawusesabisa.
UYasin owathathwa isifo semvukuzane njalo owabhubhela esibhedlela seSt Anne's Hospital eHarare uhlonitshwa ngele Melika lamanye amazwe athi wayezimisele ukulwela ilungelo loluntu. Kusenjalo intatheli izindaba ezikhulume embuthaneni lo izolo zithi sibi kakhulu isimo sentatheli izindaba eZimbabwe ngenxa yeholo eliphansi njalo lokungadlelani kuhle lohulumende. Ezinye intatheli izindaba zithi sezihlale inyanga ezifika isithupha zingaholi ngoba amankampani esehluleka ukwenza imali. Enye intatheli izindaba ezikhulume emhlanganweni lo ngu-Evans Mathanda owephepha le-Newsday.
Akula i-media house okuthiwa le ingcono. Amamidia wonke nje asesimeni esifanayo. Kanti lokhu sokukhathazeka kakhulu ukuthi abaningi sebebona kungcono ukuthi bechiye e-profession ya.
Amazwi la asekelwe ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum yena othe loba nje isimo sokuhlukuluza kuhulumende sesingcono sekusele isimo somnotho sona athi simi manzonzo.
Abantu abasathakazeleli ukuthi bathenge amaphephandaba. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi khona ukusebenza intatheli zindaba kube nzima ngoba akula mali engenayo.
Kodwa osebenza ukugatsha lukahulumende lokukhishwa kwembiko umnumzana Methuseli Dube uthi uhulumende uyazazi zonke inhlupho zentatheli zindaba.
Uzama ngazonke indlela ukuba asekele umsebenzi wentatheli.
Abanye abathole izicoco nguBlessed Mhlanga osebenza kuHeart and Soul TV, iBusstop TV okuthiwa yenze kahle ebulenjini beinternet, u-Edgar Gweshe owephephandaba le-Newsday, uMichel Gahadza owe-Tallgrass Media nabanye abambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.